Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Steely Dan brings back this Peg from the Aja album. 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number 3, thethirdingredient.com. Matthew Owenby is our guest, our good friend, 8-year member of our Brain Trust, senior vice president with Aflac, and in charge of the human resources there, and one of our wise workplace experts. Matthew, thanks again for being here. We're talking about what's the workplace going to look like when somebody used the term a long time ago about, we were talking about water, and they said water seeks its own level. Water, think about that. Water seeks its own level. It goes where the heck it wants to go. It seeks its own level, and I think the workplace is going to do that. I think you used the term hybrid a minute ago. We talked about the influence of the millennials, the demographic influence, all the generations, on the next workplace landscape. I think the workplace is going to seek its own level, but the challenge is it's not going to look like what we used to know, right?
No, it won't. You're exactly right, and I think it's incumbent upon business leaders, small business leaders especially, who perhaps are the best at adaptability and sort of managing, you know, a big scale change like this. I think that it's far more difficult for a very large corporation like the one that I work in to change very quickly. But small businesses have an advantage where they can adapt in a much more dramatic fashion quickly than large ones. However, you know, where it makes sense, I think businesses are going to be flexible based upon the talent they need. But, mm-hmm. Jim, you and I know that's been the case for 20 years,
right?
More or less. And I believe, like, the internet didn't kill the library, and COVID's not going to kill the office.
Right.
It's just going to change the use of it, how we use it.
That's right. Well, one of the things, though, that we have to point out, and I'd like your thoughts on this. For two decades at least, we've had a shortage of workers. Even when we had 20 million people unemployed in America in the last year, Matthew, we still had companies who were saying we can't find qualified people. And now, when 13 months ago, when the unemployment was under 4%, we couldn't find people to work, enough people to work in certain jobs. This is going to continue to be a problem, isn't it? I mean, even as the economy expands, there's going to be some, and I'm concerned it's going to actually wind up being an economic headwind. What do you think?
I think it's very possible, and I think that companies, businesses, small businesses are going to have to come to the terms with the fact that they may have to spend an enormous amount of time and perhaps some capital on developing their own future workforce from within.
Training their own.
Are you guys thinking about that?
You guys have a great training program. I know the Aflac training program.
We do.
You guys have been doing that for a long time, haven't you?
We have, and some of the obvious best ways that you can train a workforce is through assignments, obviously on-the-job training.
Right.
But you have to recognize the point you're making, is that is the upcoming workforce capable, skill set, quality, et cetera, and how much you're going to invest in that versus how much you're going to let the market of the lack of available resources drive your business model. And the smart businesses, I think, are going to do a mixture of both. They're going to develop on the job. They're going to develop new entries, and they're going to cultivate their talent pools for experienced people as well. And that's, you know, you and I've been doing this for 30 years, 20, 25 years. There's really nothing different other than you're going to have to be a lot more focused on that internal development side, and probably at a much more what I'll call basic level.
Yeah, and then of course, you know, the that customer, they're going to have something to say about that too, right? I mean, this is another thing. We're going to have to train our people for the post-pandemic customer, which is going to have different expectations than they had a year ago, right?
That's right. I mean, you know, frankly, I think the experience with Amazon has so fundamentally changed the customer expectation across the board that we, you know, as small businesses and large businesses are going to have to mimic that experience of, I know what's going on with my service, you know, my product all the time. I can go find it. I can go see what the ratings are. I can right. track it. It's very, you know, sort of always reaching out to me, which is quite unusual, especially if you think about the businesses that we're in, to have that customer experience match up to what most people are pretty satisfied with Amazon-type experiences. It's going to be a challenge.
Yeah, it is. And of course, you know, I'm one of Amazon's detractors because I do know that they're it's a mixed bag when it comes to whether they're good for small business or not. But Matthew, last thoughts as we wrap up. What how would you like to leave us?
Well, I just want to reiterate that there is, I think, a great deal of hope and pent up anticipation around an economic expansion out of this terrible year and let's call it 4 months now for us. And you know, the businesses that are able to sort of get in front of that and ride the wave rather than be crushed by it are going to be in the best conditions long term.
Well said.
Continue to be adaptable.
Aflac.com, is that right?
That's right. www.aflac.com.
Check it out, folks. That's a good company, as you've heard me say many times before. We'll get Matthew Owenby back again another day. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.